People have taken to the streets in major cities across the world today, calling for an end to the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. The protest march, called 1 Million Voices Against FARC, was organized by a group of young people via an internet social network. In his Sunday Angelus, Pope Benedict XVI invited Christians around the world to pray for an end to the inhuman suffering of ordinary Colombians. Emer McCarthy reports.
Monday's worldwide rally against the terrorist group FARC was organized by a common Colombian citizen with no experience in politics through the social network Facebook. His name is Oscar Morales. Earlier this year, the 33-year-old engineer was so shocked by the stories of the two women who had been released by the rebels after decades of being held captive that he decided to create a group to protest against the lies, cruelty and madness of the terrorist group that has plagued Colombian civil society for over 40 years. He immediately received hundreds of messages of support from all around the world, from New York to Tel Aviv. Monday's global protest further highlights the ongoing torment of hundreds of Colombian families who still have no news of the whereabouts of their loved ones. While rebels hold 44 key hostages whom they want to exchange for jailed fighters, including high-profile political leaders and legislators, authorities say they also hold around 700 more ordinary civilians captive for extortion, who receive far less press attention. On Sunday, Colombia's government cleared the way for FARC guerrillas to hand over three more high-profile hostages to Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Families of kidnapped victims believe that Chavez's left-wing credentials can persuade the FARC to give up more captives, but the Venezuelan president has angered Bogotá by calling for the rebels to be taken off international terrorism lists. In the meantime, ordinary Colombians seem to be in no doubt as to who FARC really are, people such as Oscar Morales and the million other voices calling for an end to their reign of terror, kidnap, and murder. I'm Emer McCarthy.